21 years ago, in the Himalayas.
No, my darling husband. The rope broke and I've fallen down this crevasse. There's no helping me now.
Oh, my brave, dear wife. I told you we shouldn't have to try to conquer Mount Everest while you were heavily pregnant.
You both know we thrive on adventure, dear. That's why we love each other. We're always pushing the bounds, always striving to make things better, to do the impossible.
Darling, I think you're bleeding inside. If I'm to get you back to base camp, I'm afraid that to stop the bleeding, the baby isn't going to make it.
No, save my baby, even if it costs my life. I don't care, save him. He's the symbol of our love. He must go on.
But darling, you are so close to perfecting your cure for the AIDS virus.
No, you must save our son. And don't ever tell him. I don't want him to feel guilt. Just to strive on with all his beliefs.
Prudence.
3 years later.
Sir, I'm afraid your baby has bone cancer.
Bone cancer? Is there anything we can do for him?
Well, perhaps if there was a donor, a close relative, but the amount of marrow I would need, it would greatly damage whoever.
Oh, do it.
But sir, you're a philanthropist, an inspiration to many. The money you give helps thousands of starving children each year. Your public profile and your charity work aid.
I'll do it. I don't care, damn it. Take as much marrow as you need and save my son. Spend all the fortune, every cent, if that's what takes him to keep him alive. Take my marrow now.
The operation, it could kill you.
I don't care. Just, if I die, never tell him of my sacrifice. Never tell him that whoever adopts him, that they're not his real parents. I don't want him to be burdened by the guilt or by the family name. He has my spirit, mine, and that of my dear departed wife. Nothing will stop him from reaching his desires. That spirit of his will reach out and change the world. Just do it, man. Cut me. Take my marrow out and save him. Even if it kills me, save my darling son, Farquhar.
Today,
just picking my nose, picking out the biggest, greenest bits, and eating it. And eating it all up. Tastes so good. Oh, it tastes so good. Mmm, mean.
Farquhar Clutterbuck, stop picking your nose.
Sorry. How are you, Wilma?
Depressed. What kind of question is that? I'm always depressed. And I hate everyone. No, scratch that. I don't care about anyone. They're not good enough to warrant my attention or emotions. I hate and don't care about anyone.
That's nice. I don't hate anyone. I've only ever hated one thing in my entire life. It was a magpie. Going home from school, there was this magpie that used to swoop everybody. It never swooped me, though. The kids were always so excited when they got near the tree when the magpie had its nest. I saw their feared and thrilled faces as they ran and dodged its attack. It was always the talk of the school the next day, but it never swooped me, not once. I stood right there, underneath it, with my arms, shouting, "Come get me! Why have you forsaken me, O magpie? Am I not worthy of your hate? Swoop me, I'm here! Swoop me!" But it didn't swoop me, so I climbed its tree. I would give it a reason to regret not to attack me. I would throttle it to death and smash all its eggs. I got halfway up the tree and fell off. I landed on the footpath and broke one of my ribs and punctured my left ovary. I had to have surgery.
Great, Clutterbuck. What a story.
The magpie went on to appear on the Bert Newton Show. I only ever got to appear on the Stupid Today Tonight, and that was because I lived across a road from a lady who was hoarding 58 years worth of garbage.
Always titillating, Clutterbuck. I'm going to go do the dishes now. While I have my back turned, don't pick your nose, okay?
Okay. Not picking my nose, certainly not rolling it between my fingers, not chowing down on its tasty deliciousness. No, 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 no way I'd ever do such a thing.
Clutterbuck, what are you doing?
Picking my nose and eating its tasty, tasty fruits.
Well, can you stop it? Wilma, where's the DM? I need his effeminate hands to pull a blockage out of the fine razor mechanism of my electric back shaver.
He's off today, remember? He's presenting his paper on the Holocaust to the Community Women's Association.
Oh yeah, I wonder how that's going.
And in conclusion, 6 million Jews, 1.5 million gypsies, 250,000 of the disabled, and 15,000 homosexuals perished in Nazi Germany's concentration camps. An industrialized death machine that has never been seen before or since. The scale of this inhuman disaster is still difficult to comprehend today, and, if I may say as I end my talk, even facing such a topic as a researcher brings both a difficult welling up of emotions that tries one's ability to keep one's objective distance and makes one call into question all that it means to be human in the so-called civilized world.
Toughen up, princess.
Excuse me? What?
I said toughen up, princess. No need to get emotional. Look at all those big words you're using. A little too verbose there. Are you gay or something?
Excuse me, I'm just taken aback a little. Perhaps I don't understand.
Yeah, toughen up, princess.
Calm the fuck up.
Yeah, toughen up, princess. Crack open a nice cool of hard enough the fuck.
Toughen up, princess.
LMAO.
Well, I never. Well, I don't. Well, I suppose my talk on the Holocaust is concluded then. I hope you found it enlightening. I would just like to say that Hitler's attitude to the Jews...
How does it fuck up? Toughen up, princess!
Don't be a little crybaby. Toughen up!
I guess I'll go now. So that's what happened. I was finishing my lecture on the human toll of the Holocaust, and then this woman, I don't even think she was there for most of the lecture. You know, I think I saw her just walk in right at the end. Maybe she didn't even know what it was about. She came in and she said, toughen up, princess.
Toughen up, princess?
Yeah, toughen up, princess. Everyone has been saying that lately, haven't they? It's become like an urban Australian catchphrase, hasn't it? People just like to say it now even when it has almost no application.
Well, you're a man showing a mild sign of emotion. Was she a bogan woman? Bogan women, being manly, care about manliness more than most.
I don't know, I couldn't tell. It was just all so strange. And she had such a look of pride in her eyes as she said it too. Like a dog that has just vomited and is convinced it's discovered the secret of making food. So self-satisfied, like she'd just been looking for a chance to say it.
They say that, or HTFU, harden the fuck up. It even has a texting acronym now.
Educational. I can't help but think there was something I didn't understand about the situation. I mean, it came out of the blue. Maybe I should go back there tomorrow, huh? And talk to the Women's Association about it. Find out maybe there was some kind of misunderstanding.
Was the woman crazy? Mentally disabled?
I don't know. I mean, who just walks into the middle of a lecture and says that?
Hey, DM, incidentally, I wanted to mention something to you while we're on the topic of your failings. Look, you're getting a bit of a paunch.
Yes, I know. Too long researching in the library, by which I mean sitting at the computer and reading Wikipedia.
No, that's not the point. If you have a paunch, why are you wearing a tight T-shirt that shows your fat gut?
It wasn't a plan. That's a fashion now. Every T-shirt in the shops is a tight fit. It's all you can buy. Years ago, the fashion was baggy shirts, and now it's this. I'd wear baggy if I could. Damn you, Jeans West!
Like that time low-rider jeans were fashionable, remember? And you had the muffin tops.
I guess.
What I don't understand about current attitudes to fatness is love your curves. You see that in shops now. Love your curves. I know a really, really overweight chick, and she was like, I've learned to love my body, but damn it, you shouldn't.
I hate my paunch.
You should, DM. That's the right attitude. You should be ashamed. It's like when people keep kids, they should be ashamed. It's natural. It's the right response. When people are really fat, they should be ashamed. Oh, people are forcing me to have the wrong body image. I'm so stressed. No, health professionals are telling you to be healthy. Don't eat heaps of crap and do some exercise, then bam!
But if they love their curves and they lose their curves, they'll have nothing in their lives at all to love.
There's a reason we find obesity unattractive. It's because it's not healthy. It's a sign you're treating your body badly. Don't look like a sickly supermodel, but Jesus, love your curves? Are we really that lazy that we're giving up? Shame, people. Shame is good.
Man, you're way better than that gay guy on TV who tells all the fat people they can be beautiful and love themselves. You should have a show where you tell fat people, fuck you, you failed at looking good and being healthy, and you failed at life. Nobody likes you, and you're ugly.
Yeah, that's a good idea, But then it's not, because I'd have to be around all those fat people. Shame is the most important emotion in existence, and these guys just smothered it with whipped cream and M&Ms. I'm not being misogynistic, it applies to dudes too. I'm just trying to be the voice of reason and the voice of the healthy, sane majority. No more excuses, no more pats on the back when people don't deserve them. Maybe someone is hearing this and feeling uncomfortable, but they should. They don't need to go and shoot themselves over it. Just go and do some exercise and make yourself feel better.
If I had a girlfriend, I would feed her until she was too fat to escape from me. Then I would board up the windows and the doors. Then I would soundproof the house. And then I would make her kiss me on the cheek again and again. And when she screamed, no one could hear.
Harden up, princess. It's not the comment, you know, it's the context. You know, someone must have been editing themselves sometimes. People must understand context. Why would someone just walk in and say that? I want to understand.
It's like a Bogan thing, isn't it? Bogans say that a lot, right?
I don't know, it's everywhere now. And everyone who says it is convinced they're so clever, like saying it that one time grants meaning to their whole lives. It justifies every second they had to survive to reach the instant those words left their lips.
Go back tomorrow, try and find out what the deal was.
I will, you know. I will. I have to understand.
This is Lance Hendricks, and I hate the role-playing hour because they smell bad and they make my cocker spaniel uncomfortable.
Hello, I'm just here looking for someone from the Community Women's Association.
Ah, yes! You were here yesterday, weren't you?
Yes. You're one of the women who,
Yes, I said harden the fuck up. Sorry about that.
Well, no, I just, I didn't really understand the context.
Oh, well, I don't know. The others were saying it, and I just got caught up in the moment. It seemed like the fun thing to do. Made me feel special. I wouldn't normally. It just was. People started giggling, and it was like this excitement that went through the crowd. I wanted to be part of that magical wave. Can you forgive me?
Yes, I suppose I can.
People have been saying that a bit lately, haven't they? That was the first time I ever said it. It was nearly as good as I imagined.
So what are you doing? Are you just cleaning up here?
Yes, we rent the hall. I'm just tidying up. It's nice to meet you. My name's Gregory Etta, by the way.
Gregory Etta?
Yes, that's right.
And that's what? That's the female version of Gregory?
Yes, it's like Henrietta. That sort of thing.
Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Oh, I met loads of Gregory Ettas. There were four in my primary school class. It was so embarrassing.
Really? Well, sorry, how impolite. I'm the DM.
What an odd name.
Yes, now, Gregory Etta, do you know anything about that woman who came in yesterday? Remember at the end who she was, what she was doing, why she said what she said? I mean, what was the context?
Oh, that's Annetta. I guess she's maybe a bit odd, but she's harmless.
I see, and, you know, I mean, does she usually...
Oh, look, it's Anita, now.
Hey, look, it's him again, the princess who didn't toughen up. Why are you so verbose? Are you gay or something? Do you have a small dick? Are you a prancy man?
Hello, Anita, whatever your name. I'm glad you're here. Look, I've been meaning to ask you...
Toughen up, princess.
Well, how strange.
Do you and Anita know each other or something? The way she talks, I think she was an ex-girlfriend or something.
You know, before yesterday, I'd never seen her before in my life.
Listen, I feel bad about Anita. And what happened yesterday? I don't want you to have a bad impression of the Community Women's or something. Would you like to meet up sometime, like for dinner or something?
Well, yes, okay, sure. Why not? So, is there a restaurant you like, or,
Why don't we just have dinner at your place?
Yeah, okay, I'm free, well, I'm free tomorrow.
Sounds good!
Well, okay, well, see you then.
Bye!
Hey, check it out, DM, I've got a bouncy ball.
Jim's got a bouncy ball.
Clutterbug gave it to me. He got it from one of those 20-cent machines.
I gave it to him. I got it from one of those 20-cent machines.
It's pretty good. Look how it bounces.
Jim's got a bouncy ball.
That's great, Jim. Careful in the house. Anyway, I went to the Community Women's Association again, and that woman, she was there again, just for a little bit. And, you know, she said it again, for no reason again.
Really? No context at all?
No, and oh, and then she said I was gay, and that I had a small dick.
Bizarre.
Do you think she just wants to argue with someone? Does she want to have like a fight of some kind? Like an insult fight?
Maybe, but she sounds possibly mentally disabled, or like she has issues. I don't know if you should have an insult fight with someone who's mentally disabled.
No, but everyone's responsible for their actions. You know, if she wants to act like that... You know what? Actually, what's odd is that she said I'm gay, and she said it like an insult. And as if that was her best insult. Why is that an insult? She doesn't know me at all. I might well be gay, as far as she knows. And why would that be bad? Would I be any less happy or more miserable than I am now?
I think she was giving you an awesome compliment, actually.
Think about it. Being gay would be fantastic. You could have all the mindless, fantastic sex you want, and you'd never have to worry about getting anyone pregnant.
Yeah. You know that... Back on topic, you know, it'd be like her walking in and saying, "Hey, you're Swedish." And I would say, "No, actually, you're mistaken. I'm not Swedish. Are you looking for a Swedish gentleman of some kind? Is my life worse because I'm not Swedish? Would it be worse if I am?"
I don't know. Maybe some men get offended by it.
But why would you get offended by it? I mean, you would only... you would maybe be offended, you know, if you knew you were gay, but you were embarrassed for some reason to say it. Like, you had, you know, bogan friends. Like, you know, it's funny if someone's repressed. Like, you know, the football player who pats all the others on the ass and is calling someone gay because in his fevered imaginings, owning up to that truth would be the worst thing ever. You know, then that might be funny. Are there men she knows offended by it? And what does that say about the men she knows? Actually, you know, come to think of it, being called gay is the most common insult for a man, isn't it? Why is that? 90% of the time, the insult is, "You're gay!" What about you, Jim? That must therefore make you immune to 90% of the insults people make.
Yeah, it does, actually. People say, "You're gay," and I say, "Yes," and they're like, "Oh." And I say, "You're breathing," and they say, "Yes," and I'm like, "Oh." And then we continue on our way. Now, let me show you this awesome bouncy ball, DM. Oh no, I bounced that way too hard. Where is it? I think it went out a window. Did it go out the front window or the back window?
I have to say, though, Jim, I don't want to offend you, but you do live up to some of the gay stereotypes. I mean, I know you like a bit of camp innuendo.
Let me just look out the window here. What are you talking about? I don't like camp innuendo. Oh, I'm looking down the front, but I can't see a ball.
Oh, Jim, I know you.
You could still be in here.
You love a bit of camp innuendo. You do it all the time.
What if I go down and I don't find any balls? I'll be devastated.
No, Jim, you're rife with innuendo. I know you.
I'm just going to take a scout around the back.
Gay man with a small dick, eh? Unwarranted.
Yes, are men really offended by that? Does she assume she's reaching into the deepest hearts of men's insecurities? I don't think the things that devastate men with feelings of doubt are quite the same as what women imagine they are. I mean, I really don't think it means anything either way, but I can't recall a single time when I ever genuinely worried about the size of my dick. Is that what women think we do? Sit there worrying about the sizes of our dicks all the time?
You never get to use it anyway, so what does it matter what size it is?
I measured my dick once. It was 15 kilos.
15 kilos?
Oh... Wait, that was a baby seal I slaughtered. I slaughtered a 15-kilo baby seal. Never mind.
I mean, if a woman has knowledge of your dick and makes that claim, that might be disconcerting. So does that mean she's used that insult before and it's worked? Enough that it's her standard tactic now. How many dicks has she seen? But it doesn't work when she's just shouting random things hoping to hit an insecurity. It's just a bit odd.
So what are you going to do? Seek this woman down and fight with her?
Maybe I should. She obviously wants to, and she puts no wit or imagination into her insults. I mean, I'm good at that sort of thing. Verbal fights. It's one of the few things I am good at. The only insulting thing about what she said is, so far, is the lack of fun and imagination she's put into trying to offend another person. And there's a delight in it, you know? I mean, come on! Surely she can do better than that. Can I leave this uncontested? I don't know. Maybe I should seek her out.
And have a fight with a mental retard?
Yes, why not?
Do you remember what happened last time you fought a retard?
Yes, well, that was earlier, and he was much stronger than he looked, and his nipples were immune to pain. Anyway, this won't be a physical fight, and there'll be less custard.
I guess if she can string a sentence together, and she puts herself in these situations, maybe she deserves it. But there must be something else underlying this, surely.
I can't think what. Toughen up, princess. Gay. and small dick. Jeez Louise! It's like sitting on a bus with primary school kids.
You watch. She'll say you have a failed life next. That's the standard scatterbomb tactic most people use when they don't know anything about their opponent. They just throw random things out there, hoping they'll touch a nerve, because it's a fairly safe bet. Everyone has had a failed dream somewhere.
Yeah, I guess if you didn't have some failed dream, you'd have no ambition, and where would your life be? And, you know, but if she did that, that would be a final indictment, because that's the height of lack of imagination, the depths of lack of imagination. You know what I mean. Besides, my life may not be perfect, but no one's is. And I knocked off 2 life dreams last year. I walked the streets of St. Petersburg in Raskolnikov's footsteps, even killed me an old lady. And I met Ike Willis from Frank Zappa's band at that German festival, and I got him to sign my bare chest, and then I tattooed where he signs. That's 2 life dreams that turned out better than expected. I just don't understand why she said, "Toughen up, princess," after my Holocaust paper. But you know, if she is mentally disabled, if she is crazy, I can't really fight with her, can I? Even despite everything. Oh! Why does this have to be so confusing?
Someone's got to bring her down a notch. Maybe she just gets off on being insulted.
Then do I want to get her off? And is it my responsibility? Can I truly justify it? Oh, if I assume it's my task, that's arrogance.
Hey, guys.
Jim, any luck?
Did you get the ball back, Jim? That thing cost me 20 cents of money.
It landed in that hedge at the back where all the dogs shit and the tramps urinate.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I don't know, after my ball touched that dirty bush, I just lost all desire to play with it anymore.
See? Innuendo!
What innuendo?
Double entendres!
Double... No, I only have 1 ball, DM.
This is useless.
Toughen up, princess! Hey, Prancy Man! You're gay and you have a small dick. Your life is a failure!
What, she knows where I live now? What, is she next door?
Who is this woman?
She wants an insult fight, DM. You're gonna have to fight with her. You're gonna have to fight her.
Okay, I just measured my dick. It's 48 volts.
Clutterbuck.
This is John Rhys Davis. I hate the role-playing hour because they tossed a dwarf.
This is K9 reporting, Master. You sent me to study the FM-band radio program known as the role-playing hour and determine whether it is in need of cancellation. The answer is affirmative.
My life is so depressing. I live with losers. My heart breaks every day. I just wish I could be the person I know I could be. And post. Another day, another entry into my blog that no one reads. Ooh, what's this? Someone posted a reply. My first reply ever. What does it say? Hello. Oh, okay, I'll reply then. Hello there. From one lone person in the void to another. Post. And they said something again. What's this? You sound lonely and vulnerable. Yes, it's true. Someone finally recognizes my feelings. Someone who wants to know what's going on in my heart. I'd best reply. Yes, sometimes, but I fight back against the darkness with my creative spirit. Post. And what does this mysterious person say now? Show us your tits. Oh, fucking internet, I'll just go play with Clutterbuck.
Duck, 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 goose!
Clutterbuck, that's not how you play duck, duck, goose.
What am I doing wrong?
When you say goose, you're bending over and showing your bumhole.
Oh, that's not right.
No, if it was right, the game would be called duck, duck, bumhole.
Duck, 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 bumhole!
Wilma, have you seen the mop?
What's this? DM cleaning the house? This never happens.
Hey, DM, do you want to play duck, duck, bumhole?
No, Clutterbuck, I don't have time.
What's going on? Why the hell are you cleaning? Did my shouting, insults and kicking on the door in the morning finally work?
Oh, I'm cleaning because, girl is coming over.
A girl?
Yes, from the Community Women's Association.
To see you?
That's right, yes.
Is she hot?
Wilma, have you seen movies and TV shows where comedians, male comedians, they spend half the time lamenting about how they're so old and past it, how they're fat or bald, and they can't find love, and how unfair that is, and then at the end they get the girl, but she's like some young supermodel, the girl is? So it's like their moaning applies only to men. Men can have physical failings, but women can't. Like, women have no standards. These men lament that they're unattractive and no one likes them, and yet they scoff and joke about women as unattractive as themselves, so that their attempts at gaining sympathy are thwarted by their hypocritical hollowness.
Sure. Even Ricky Gervais sunk to that level, didn't he? In that lying movie?
What do you mean, even Ricky Gervais? He proved himself a hypocrite long ago. Anyway, just trust that I have met a woman equal to my level, and she's invited herself over to visit.
Okay, so she's balding, has a paunch, smells a bit like vinegar, deletes her browsing history really quickly whenever anyone else gets home from work, and never uses the toilet brush to clean up her skids.
Yes, she's that kind of woman.
Great. At least you're sticking by your standards, DM. Enjoy your 100% ugly kids.
Is it that toughen up princess woman coming? Toughen up, princess. HTFU. Harden the fuck up.
No, it's not. I mean, who says that, really? No, it's a different woman from the Community Women's Association. A much nicer one. Great! Magda Sabansky! That must be her! How do I look?
Like the last droopy lettuce leaf in the salad bowl, as usual.
Well, to be expected, I suppose. Hello, Gregory Etta!
Hello!
Gregory Etta, I'd like you to meet my housemates. This is Wilma, and this is a guy who is just here all the time. We don't really know why. Clutterbuck!
Hi, Gregory Etta. Nice mohawk.
Hey, Gregory Etta. Do you want to play duck, duck, bumhole? I'll start. Duck, duck, duck.
No, Clutterbuck, she doesn't want to play. So, Gregory Etta, seeing as I'm a hopeless cook and I wouldn't want to subject you to that, I've ordered pizza.
Oh, great! Ha! Huh. You know, I didn't expect there to be so many people here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jim, this is Gregory Etta.
Hey, Gregory Etta.
DM, I feel funny about all these strangers. Do you want to go to your room?
Yeah, okay, sure. I'll be right with you. Go. Be careful as you go in. Don't jump too high on the bouncy castle or you hit your head in the ceiling.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'll see you later, guys.
Man, I can't believe DM's getting lucky. What's the world coming to?
Hey, Jim, do you want to play duck, duck, bumhole?
Sure, Clutterbuck.
You do?
Sure, come into my room, Clutterbuck, and we'll play.
Yay!
10 minutes later, in the DM's bedroom.
Ah! Harden the fuck up, DM! Harden the fuck up!
I'm trying!
Harden the fuck up!
I'm trying! Well, you have to hand it to women these days. They sure have spunk.
I would have. If you just harden the fuck up.
Ew,
What are you doing in here, guy from Are You Being Served? Always shows up whenever I'm doing some heavy petting. Get out of my room!
Okay, DM. Let's stop. Maybe it's too soon.
No, it's just... just pull my pantaloons up. I can't stop thinking about the end of my Holocaust paper speech when that woman appeared and said, toughen up. I mean, are we so far from Kundera's lightness of being that we really are that insensitive to past suffering? Can we genuinely feel no sympathy for those who died before we were born? Is that socially unacceptable now? Actually, hang on. Far from Kundera's lightness of being? I mean, exactly the same as Kundera's lightness of being. Yes, what are people coming to?
Don't worry about it, DM. Anita's just a bit crazy.
So what should I do? She keeps hounding me. She's crazy. How should I react?
Maybe you should argue back. Have a war of words. Have a fight where you just give each other zingers to out-insult each other. That's what she seems to want.
But can I do that? Morally? Is it warranted? Is it justified? I just don't know. I just don't know whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take up arms against a sea of troubles and, by opposing, end them. Shall I go and fight a crazy woman who perhaps brings problems on herself for no reason, but does not relent, and seems only to want me to insult her back, and maybe gets off on it? Shall I go to that undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns, puzzles the will, and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of? My wit, my zingers, my cutting spontaneous insults, trained by a lifetime of talking to morons, they are like a bear bodkin. Can I quietus make on a crazy woman with that bear bodkin?
Just bring that bear bodkin back here and try to harden the fuck up.
Oh, but I don't know. Perhaps I should just let it be. Perhaps I should just bear my troubles. What does it matter, huh? Being called gay in a small dick. Silly. Hardly matters, really. And yet, to tell me to toughen up, princess, because I showed a hint of emotion when talking about the Holocaust, surely that demands some recompense. but against a crazy woman. A crazy woman! Thus conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied over with the pale cast of thought and enterprises of great pith and moment. With this regard, their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.
She was being a bit of cunt. I think that's fair enough to fight her.
Soft you now, the fair Gregorietta, nymph in thy orisons, be all my sins remembered.
You are a bit of a prancy man with your words. Maybe you are gay.
But then, perhaps I should just toughen up. Yes, perhaps I should just toughen up and face her. That was her very advice, after all. Why should I let my conscience trouble me? She herself told me to toughen up. Perhaps this princess should go and toughen up and have a fight with this woman, crazy or no.
So, are we going to have sex now, or...?
I have to go tell my housemates.
Wait, I'm not wearing any clothes and my fanny's hanging out.
Wilma!
Ugh, what was that in your room? Some kind of hissing weasel?
Wilma, I have decided. This woman, Annette, whoever, the one who interrupted my Holocaust speech to tell me to toughen up, the woman who came in for no reason shouting strange things that were probably meant as insults, I'm not really sure. I'm going to fight her! I'm going to fight her, and only one of us will win.
DM, look, why do you even care?
Well, Wilma, you see, I was never good at taking my mother's advice. I remember when I was a child and I had to get a tetanus shot. No, I won't go, I screamed, and I threw a tantrum, and I grabbed hold of the door and I kicked and struggled. No matter what she did, I just wouldn't go. Come on, she said. Get a tetanus shot. No, I cried, and I screamed, and I wailed. Oh, my mother said that day, why fuss so much over a little prick? But you see, I never did take my mother's advice.
Bravo, DM.
Fucking DM! Close the door! Where'd you throw my panties? Jesus Christ!
Yes, this woman probably spends all her life annoying people for no reason, and people just have to put up with it. But no longer, for I'm going to be the one to take her down. No annoyance is better than a little annoyance, and I'm going to make sure there's no annoyance from her for anybody.
Ugh, I'm stuck on the bouncy castle. I can't safely bounce off.
Hey, guys.
Jim doesn't know the rules of Duck Duck Bumhole.
Rules are only fun when you break them, silly.
Jim broke the rules. Duck, duck, bumhole.
So, DM, sex with an unattractive woman. My guess is it didn't really work. You weren't really interested?
No, maybe Ricky Gervais is right. Ugly people are just screwed everywhere. Listeners, I need to train for my fight. Do you know any zingers? This woman wants an insult fight, but her insults aren't too imaginative. Do you have any good comebacks? Any cutting insults? Any surgically destructive remarks? If so, call in now and try them out on us. It's good practice. Just dial 8303-5000, and we'll be back with you after this musical break. You're listening to Wilma, Jim Clutterbuck, and the DM here on The Roleplaying Hour on 101.5 FM, Radio Adelaide, digital radio, and online. We can be emailed during the week at theroleplayinghour@hotmail.com. And that's role with an E. We also have a Facebook page where you can listen to clips. But right now, do you have any comedy zingers, any cutting remarks, any witty soul-destroying comments? If so, call in with them now on 8303-5000 or +618-8303-5000 on Skype. And we'll be right back with you after this musical break. Incidentally, anyone notice how expensive bananas are lately, and the price of deadly black tarantulas, you know, sheesh.
This is Len Swings, and I hate the role-playing hour because they mostly come out at night. Mostly.
Okay, so we haven't had any callers, but that's probably for the best because we're running a bit short of time. If you really want to do something quickly, it's 8303-5000, but we do just take this time to quickly say that, of course, Radio Adelaide is a station that is supported by listeners, and the community. It's a community radio station, so, you know, if you want to be a part of the community, get magazines sent out to you and stuff like that, you just subscribe. $52 a year, $26 concession. You just dial 8303-5000 during business hours to subscribe, and yeah, they'll sign you right up, you get that stuff send out. There is a prize as well. This month, the prize for subscribers, not everyone gets it, but there are 10 people will get it, I think. There's 10 VIP tickets to the Royal Adelaide Show to use between the 2nd and the 10th of September 2011. So you can go there, you can commemorate the death of the Mad Mouse, whatever else you do at the show. What does everyone else do at the show?
Show bags.
Birdie beetles.
Judge people.
Show bags.
You can do some of that, yes. You can sit there,
like, very grimly, clutching your tiny Birdie Beetle show bag, shoving Birdie Beetles into your mouth, looking at people and judging them. I'm judging you, your eyes will say. That'd be beautiful. And of course, if you mention us when you subscribe, then you get our special subscriber prize, which is a chance. You automatically win this one if you just mention our name. You win a chance to watch me eating KFC alone while filled with self-loathing. Yes, you can watch the entire meal. That would be fantastic. You really enjoy it. Oh my God, we have a caller and we have no time, but we'll try to do a little bit of justice. 6'7", 8-foot bunch. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Good.
And what's your name, caller?
Is this the Adelaide 101.5?
Yes. We're in Morse code. That's how we are known. Is there something that you wanted to say? We wanted comedy insults. Would be fantastic if you could give us one of those.
Comedy insults.
Yeah, or a zinger of some kind.
And not the KFC kind.
Oh, now we have another. Oh, we don't have any time. We have two callers.
Jesus. I just want to say that I love my cousin, Anthony Santamaria.
Ah. A shout out. Can you give me a shout out to some random person who, so is cousin love common in your family? Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. And we have another person on the line. Hello, caller. We don't have much time, but did you have a comedy insult? What's your name, caller?
My name's David. I'm Jack's dad.
Jack's dad. And did you have a comedy insult for us?
I just wanted to say, I love the show, but I don't bloody understand a word about it.
Oh, dear.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm in absolute cacks of laughter.
We did have a large section that was in Latin, so that I can see why that would have been.
Dad, it's way past your bedtime. Why are you awake right now?
It's the only way we can.
I'm only awake because Jack said listen to my show, and I'm listening to it, and I think it's like, as I said, I can't follow it, but I'm just sitting here on the floor laughing my head off.
Well, thank you very much. We're about to reach the thrilling conclusion, so I hope you reach your own thrilling conclusion at home.
Jack told me if I rang, he was going to buy me some. He also told me if I rang, he'll buy me some KFC.
Ah, and he can watch you eat it while filled with self-loathing, or food with delight, perhaps.
Yeah, I like KFC.
Yes, there we go. Bye, Dad. All right, thank you very much.
See you, Jack.
But two callers. Okay, well, yes, now we have to quickly go to a musical break because we're running out of time.
This is John Rhys-Davies, and I hate the role-playing hour because they smell like a dirty girl's pants. Why would I hate a dirty girl's pants? You've got the wrong dwarf there, laddie.
This is K9. Though this unit is incapable of emotion, I calculate that the role-playing hour has a 98% probability of causing feelings of hate and distress in any sentient life form.
Farquhar, I'm afraid you didn't get into university again.
Ah, well, it doesn't matter.
But Farquhar, I really think you should do something with your life.
I will. I'll do what I want, like. I'll sit around, here at home, watching TV, playing video games, and making sculptures out of my delicious green snot balls. Why not? What's university? I don't need to change the world. I'll enjoy life.
But Farquhar, haven't you ever wanted more? Haven't you ever thought you owe the world something? Each of us is, in their own way, lucky to be here, Farquhar Heathcliff. Farquhar Clutterbuck.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to go relax, Mum.
But, Clutterbuck, there's something I have to tell you.
What is it, Mummy dearest?
Nothing. Your dinner's ready.
Good. At least you're useful for something. I'll eat it while I watch TV.
And now for a documentary on famed explorers, medical scientists, philanthropist adventurers, and married couple Prudence and Daryl Heathcliff, and they're dazzling and exciting.
Boring! What losers. I'm gonna watch Family Guy instead.
If only the marrow had still... What's the point?
So, DM, you ready?
Yes! Ooh, I'm ready, I think.
You're gonna have an insult fight with this crazy woman, DM. Just remember, the key is to stay calm. Don't speak thoughtlessly. Don't let anything she says get to you. You want to rile her up. You want to get her emotional and start speaking without thinking. If you can do that, I think you can win.
And DM, this is a woman who opened by calling you gay, like it was a bad thing, and then saying you have a small penis. She's already lowered the bar. If she starts backpedaling and trying to claim the moral high ground by saying you're too vulgar, you know you've already won.
Yes, and listen for any time she tries to leave the fight. She entered and made fun of you during your Holocaust speech. If she starts saying you're too mean and that she wants to go and for it to all be finished, you know she's already run out of ideas and you can claim your victory.
And just try to be a bit funny. You don't have to be too clever. You can still be brutal and lowbrow, but just make sure there is still some wit and humour. It shows you're cool and calm and she's angry. And if you can still crack a joke and she's just shouting generic abuse, then, my friend, you walk away with the prize.
You ready, DM?
Okay, I think I can do this. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Okay, there's the Community Women's Association. Go in there.
Good luck, DM.
Okay. Gonna go down there. Walking my way to the Community Women's Association. Yeah. Oh, look, there appear to be some steps. I just run up these steps. Oh, a bus ticket. Still got a trip left. Oh, that's useful. A bit of gum! No, I probably shouldn't eat that. Okay, nearly at the top of the steps. What does the sign say? Community Women's... Yes, this looks like the right place. Okay. Hey there, everybody!
Hey, look who it is! DM, isn't it? Toughen up, princess!
Yes, I know. Cheesy urban Australian catchphrase.
Totally appropriate to the situation, then. You still sound gay, DM. No offence to gay people intended and meaninglessly verbose.
Yes, I can picture a scene. Interior, day. Annette enters a lecture hall at the end of a speech on the suffering of the Jews in the Holocaust and, without understanding anything that is being said, decides to start shouting abuse. She returns home, satisfied, to her VB and her ACDC and her tattooist husband, and gives the two thumbs up. I sure showed him, she says. They embrace. Thunderstruck begins to play in the background, and the music slowly rises in intensity as we pan away from her home in Elizabeth North, while a three-legged dog sleeps amongst beer bottles in the front yard by the shell of a burned-out Datsun.
Suspiciously detailed in the description of the charming scene, maybe secretly describing your life, DM? Sorry for interfering with your private joke. Must have been really funny, not. And by the way, Datsuns are cool.
I can picture another scene. Interior, abortion clinic, day, 46 years ago. Actually, I don't know how many years exactly, I'm just guessing based on what I see. 46 years ago. Two anti-abortion lobbyists enter. One of them crouches over a plastic bucket where the aborted fetuses are disposed of. Look at this tragic waste of human life, one of them says. I shall rescue it. Are you sure? Says the second. This one is about 3 days old. It's beginning to smell a little off. No, every life is precious, says the first. This fetus must be rescued. Yes, but, says the second. I think this one was aborted because it had Down syndrome. It doesn't matter to me, says the first. I shall rescue this child and I shall name her Annette, Anita, whatever.
My name's Annette. God, you're boring. Was that an attempt at humour? Must be a failed movie director. In fact, you must be failed everything. Oh, my poor heart. What a classist, misogynist, ignorant, pretentious upstart you are. No wonder you don't have a life. Probably never got laid. Goodbye. Don't want to clutter up this community hall with further futile exchanges with a horrible little prancy man as yourself. Goodbye.
I'd love to talk for longer, but the director of Babe 4 needs you. It's time to shoot the scene where you round up sheep.
One last thing, you gotta stop taking out your frustration of your chronic penile deficiency in women's community centre meetings. You can get marvellous surgical procedures in Southeast Asia. Apparently they don't cost much. Even a loser like you could afford one.
Kyle Sanderland's called. He wants his personality back.
Yeah, well, he called you!
Nice. It's a fantastic comeback. That's at the jerk store level. Why this obsession of yours with the small penises? Are you starting to grow a little one yourself? Is it because you've slept with so many dudes that you're starting to look like one?
That does not even make sense, Fluffy. You either think of a good comeback or perhaps stick your head further up your ass in the hope that you'll disappear. Not a huge repertoire, have you? Yawn. Really, goodbye now, Fluffy. It's been minutes of fun.
I note that many of the men you know must be easily offended by being called gay or by being said they have small dicks. Points to their insecurities, perhaps? Maybe most of the men you know are repressed homosexuals with small dicks. Is that how you get boyfriends, since you look a bit like a dude? And all. But I have to thank you for this. You know, I can't stop grinning now. It's such a blessing to have so easy an opponent. I feel kind of bad, though, because I suspect English isn't your first language.
Like I said, aggro, yawn. Small minds amused by small things. Now go get yourself a job or something. You're just not funny or clever, so stop trying. It's pathetic, really. You're not a well person. Should get yourself checked out by a mental health professional. Now really, go away. You're way too boring.
Not a well person? I'm not the one who wandered into a Holocaust presentation that had nothing to do with me and started trying to start something, now trying to back out because I don't have the wit or imagination to finish. Could have lived in peace, but ma'am had to wander all ignorant and unknowing into the situation. Might work as a mating ritual in Elizabeth North, but not here.
Finished.
The plus-size modelling agency wanted me to let you know that they're grateful for your application, but they'll have to say no. They think you might have confused plus with multiplied by.
Your face is plus-size!
Is your boyfriend Korean? Because I get a sense he really likes eating dog.
Shut up! Your mouth is full of dog shit. You smell!
Are you okay there, Annette? You sound like you've dropped more pills than Michael J. Fox taking his morning medication.
Shut up! You're a dick! You're a small dick!
You have a sharp tongue.
Shut up, gay!
You have a sharp tongue. That must really hurt your boyfriend's asshole.
Finished! Why are you so vulgar? Why are you coming in here being so vulgar? What's your problem, horrible man?
You're not funny at all. You've only done one funny thing in your life, lady. And that was that one time you accidentally backed into your dad's cock. And by accidentally, I mean with great enthusiasm. And by one time, I mean every night from age of 6 to 12.
Shut up! I hate you!
That joke is really clever. And if you suck Bert Newton's cock again, will he tell you the punchline?
You're such a dick! Such a dick!
You want me to finish, I understand. It's been a bit hard on you, I understand. If I can just say one more thing. And that is, toughen up, princess.